ZZW Mobile, 85 South.
04 ZEW, this is KR4 AAE. How you doing there, Ben?
Good. Playing Santa Claus and making a delivery to Atlanta.
Good old Atlanta. Man, I don't miss that traffic one bit. Hope you don't get too much traffic when you're heading that direction.
Here. I'm almost to Anderson, but not very far along. And it'll be interesting to see how far this computer will go. I know it goes at least to the Georgia line, but I'll see how far it can reach.
You're still making it. A little scratchy, but you're readable right now, so that's a good thing.
You know, Valley actually going under a bridge. I'm going to come and go, I suppose, but what do you have to do this morning?
I'm just heading over to a friend's house right now, go get a little bit of work done, and then hopefully take off a little bit early and get a little bit of R&R before all the Christmas festivities begin. How are things on your end?
R&R day, and then I'm going to another bridge here, hopefully I'll kick off Christmas with church tomorrow night, but have the day off to relax or get caught up or whatnot.
Tell you what, I've never been so excited to have just half a day to where I can just get stuff done. Like, I just want half a day to focus and get stuff done, and finally I got it, man. Oh man, the productivity in that half a day that I had was fantastic.
Good, you made radio time.
Correct. I have not been on the radio in quite some time. I was beginning to think the spiders were going to set up shop or carry my radios away. So I figure I need to fire up the mobile rig for a little bit, and then I'll head home and chat on the base station and make sure it's still there so the spiders haven't moved it or moved in.
You're going to be semi-productive and semi-relaxed today, so that's great. That's awesome. I'm hoping to do a little bit of that myself tomorrow, but man, it feels like December's been so short.
Yeah, Ben, you're a little bit weak into the repeater. I'm not sure if it's me or you, but I think you're stretching the limit right now. I could not copy your lap.
Yardstick 27, heading southbound. I might have been going under another bridge.
Amazing. Concrete, what it can do to RF signals.
Generally not good unless that's what you want. So you got the big plans for Christmas?
That is a negative. We have done so much out and about and traveling from September, October, and a little end of November and beginning of December. We said we're done. We are not going anywhere for Christmas. We're staying home. Everybody can come to us. We're tired of traveling.
There you go. That might be me next year. I went to Atlanta, or actually Alabama, for Thanksgiving, and now I'm making a shot down to Atlanta for Christmas. And then family's going to get together in a couple of days, probably this weekend. But so I'll probably do a New Year's locally.
I copy that. Like I joke around with my friends, everybody asks me, hey, you going out for New Year's? And I said, yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be in bed by 10 p.m. That's where I'm going.
I go to a New Year's party pretty regularly, and they celebrated the New Year's on UTC, or Greenwich Mean Time. So we would toast the New Year at 7 p.m., and then everybody could get the kids home and get to where they're going before, you know, the hard partying starts, and actually, like, get to bed at a reasonable time. It was pretty clever.
That is a very clever idea. Sounds like the the guy who came up with the idea might have been a ham operator and said, hey, let's do this on UTC time. Makes more sense that way. I'm going to have to borrow that one. I'll just suggest that to the wife as soon as I get back home.
I think absolutely legitimate. The guy that came up with it, he's an engineer, of course, and he actually has 42 patents under his name. And he's retired, so he goes the New Year's thing to see all his friends, previous working buddies. So, smart guy.
Yeah, I would have to say that any person who I've met who has had a title of some sort of engineer has been very, very sharp, and I respect those guys highly. Because what they can do, what they can think of, and how they create things, it's remarkable.
I find it interesting that engineering is not as heavily left brain as you think. I mean, there is so much thought and creativity and thinking outside the box and design elements and stuff. I mean, engineering is actually very, I think, well balanced between form and function. I mean, you have to have both of them, sort of right brain, left brain.
You're very much correct on that. Well, Ben, I need to hop off of here. I'm about to hop on 385 and go down a little bit of a gauntlet to get to my destination. But it was a nice chat with you. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, and I'll catch you on the airwave sometime soon. KO4ZEW, this is KR4AKE. I will be clear on your final.
I'm at exit 21. The terrain is definitely affecting the signal. I'm getting good signal on hills, but not so much in the valley. So, I appreciate the ride along, and I will catch you on down the log. KO4ZEW, mobile and monitoring.